Joe and Alex Show, Radio Now 100.9. Ask Alex if you'd like to be on it. All you have to do is email the Joe and Alex Show. Our email address is joeandalexshow@gmail.com. Or if you do social media, that's cool too. Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. Send us a direct message and we can get your story on the air. What do we got today, Alex?
We got an email from Wade and he says, "Hey guys, I thought you would want to check this out. I was at the Eagle Saturday night and I started to talk to this girl at the bar. She had red hair, high heels, tight skirt, green eyes that'll pierce right through your soul. Sounds hot, right, Joe?"
Oh, yeah. Well, I am into redheads.
He's into redheads. So he says they're making small talk for a couple minutes, and then during a pause in their conversation, she stared him right in the eye and then whispered in his ear and said, "I love when guys use their fingers."
What?
He says, "Let me tell you, my blood pressure rose to the roof. So I'm like, really? Me too. Let's go." So I call an Uber and we take an Uber back to my house in Lawrence. The entire ride back, I can feel the electricity and the sexual tension between us. I'm raring to go. We get into my house and I turn on the lights. She takes off her coat and hands it to me. And I'm thinking, okay, here we go. And she looks at me and says, "Where's the piano?"
What? This doesn't seem right. What?
It took me a second, he says, to even register what she was saying. I was like, "What?" And she was like, "You told me you play the piano. I told you that I love when guys use their fingers. Aren't you going to play for me?"
Oh.
He says, "During our small talk, somehow we got into instruments that we played, and I mentioned that I knew how to play the piano. I thought she had understood that I was talking about brief piano lessons I had taken in elementary school. He said, maybe I can still play chopsticks, but that's about it." He said, "Am I an idiot or is she just weird? Who says that kind of phrasing when it comes to playing music? I had to explain to her that I misunderstood and I thought that she wanted to hook up. And then I had to sit in awkward silence with her in my living room as we waited for her Uber home. Most painful, almost one night stand of my life. I was just hoping for some other almost one night stand stories that might be worse than mine so that I'll feel better because I'm seriously considering taking a break from the bars till 2019 and starting over fresh. It was that humiliating."
Wow, that's pretty bad.
So uncomfortable.
That is literally the most humiliating thing ever.
Well, why would she say that? I like when guys use their fingers. Surely she knew what the heck she was doing.
But maybe not, because he was really into it. Like, he was kind of freaky. 317-239-1009. I always think when it comes to that kind of stuff, it's the guys that are really, like, pushing to hook up. I mean, not every girl's super, like, "I need some man meat."
But is she... like she, he said, "Am I an idiot or is she weird?" I think she's the idiot because she says something like that and a guy goes, "Really? Let's get out of here." And you Uber all the way. What, Lawrence is, what, 25 minutes from downtown from Mass Ave? So you're going to sit in an Uber for 25 minutes and not realize that he's trying to hook up with you? She's an idiot.
They're both idiots. No, she's an idiot.
She's an idiot. Because what the heck else was he going to think when she said that?
She's just really innocent and naive, maybe, Alex.
I don't know. So let's see if we can make Wade feel a little bit better. What was your almost one night stand story? You almost hooked up with them, but then this happened.
So one time when I was in college, I hope my parents aren't listening, I went home with the guy and I kind of knew of him and like we had been texting a little bit and we didn't hook up, but I like stayed with him. And then the next day I get home and me and all my roommates order Jimmy John's because we're really hungover.
Oh my God.
And he ends up being my Jimmy John's delivery guy. And I was literally in like an oversized t-shirt, looked like absolute trash, and it was the most humiliating thing of my entire life.
So you
life.
Didn't get to find out if he was freaky fast and better or not?
No.
Because it didn't actually end up happening?
Didn't actually end up happening.
It just almost did.
All right, 317-239-1009. I also have one of those stories that I would like to share next about how my one night stand almost worked out, but it went terribly wrong. My almost one night stand story. Oh, there's so many of them. My whole life. This is pre-Uber, okay? But we were in a car. Somebody was driving us back. And this girl's like, "Can you pull over?" I'm like, "Oh, no." And she's like kind of on my lap. And I'm like, "Get out! Get out the other side!" Instead of going out to the door that was near her, she tries to like puke out the window that I'm like sitting near. And yes, some of it got on me. Absolutely disgusting.
Gosh.
She ended up we ended up going back to her friend's house. Nothing happened. I cleaned up to what I had on my shirt. She went and did her thing and then went to bed. It was just a hot mess of a one night stand that went terribly wrong.
My guy friend went to this chick's house for a one night stand like a couple years ago. They get to her bedroom, and she pulled out an Ewok from Star Wars and started petting him and talking to him, so he left.
Well, like a stuffed animal?
I guess, yeah.
Okay, I don't believe that guy lied to you. There's nothing.
He said it was real.
There's nothing that you could do, like, for a guy to turn away that way.
I mean, remember, if you're new to the show, I'm waiting until I'm married to have sex. So I don't have any one night stand stories, but I was talking to this guy that I met on Bumble, and I talked about this months ago on the show. And I went to his house before we had a date, and he gave me a little tour, and he did have a teddy bear pillow pet on his bed. And if I would have been going over there for a one night stand, I would have been a little bit weirded out by that as a grown man.
Yeah, I think as a grown man, that's kind of bizarre.
Super strange.
Or you could have been like, wow, that's going to be a comfortable bed tonight.